name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Christianity is really very, very simple. There's really one thing you need to know to save your soul. And that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And the second commandment, like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And that is the whole of the commandments, and that is the whole of the gospel. And St. John speaks of this commandment. But he applies this commandment and makes it very clear to us, in very clear, simple words. His Greek is the simplest of the New Testament, and yet it is the most lofty. He says very clearly, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? St. John not only is telling us the bald truth, that if we don't love our brother, we don't love God, which means we are not Christians, which means we are far from God. But he also gives us a method to learn to love God. God is invisible. We don't see God. So it is much easier to love someone that you have, that you can see, that you can interact with, that you can minister to, that sometimes can annoy you, that sometimes has some difficulty where you must reach out of yourself and give to them. God, of course, needs nothing from us. So we learn to love God by loving our neighbor. The greatest commandment is to love God, but it cannot be fulfilled unless we love our neighbor. Loving our neighbor is, as it were, the training ground to love God. So this is very, very important. And I've told you other times, sort of a little pet phrase of mine, if you cannot stop sinning, at least be kind. That is, love your neighbor. That's more important than anything else. More important than whether or not you said your prayers, whether or not you have conquered a certain sin or not, whether or not you're reading the Bible consistently, or even if you're coming to church. Now, all those things are so necessary to feed us and to help us, I really don't think a person can love his neighbor and therefore learn to love God if he doesn't train himself by fasting, if he doesn't listen to the divine words of our services and have them penetrate his soul, even if just a little bit. If he doesn't read the scriptures, because in them are the words of life. But all those things are only so that we can learn to love. That's all that's important. Because if you love, you will be born of Christ. Born of God. Because like gives birth to like. Right? A giraffe does not give birth to a lion. God does not give birth to sinners. God gives birth to those who are righteous. And when we are truly righteous, we are truly born of Him. And the test of our righteousness is, do we love our brother? This is the most important and the only commandment that you must focus on. Because all of the other commandments are fulfilled in these two commandments. And one can actually, perhaps somewhat provocatively say, that the most important commandment is to love your brother. And the reason why is because in loving your brother, you learn to love God. To love God is a high and a difficult thing. And we don't have any perspective. We don't have any training in how to love God. The training comes from loving our brother. It's very important. So children, the most important thing that you can do as children is to love one another, not argue with one another, treat each other as you would want to be treated. That's more important than anything else. St. John brings this out again and again in his epistle. And if you look carefully, he also says it in the Gospel. He also, in this epistle, gives some incredible incarnational theology and Trinitarian theology, speaking of the nature of the Trinity. All these things can be understood if we love our neighbor. That is the beginning. Love our neighbor because of the love of God. Of course, we have some love of God within us, but not very much, not enough. And it's highly theoretical to us, since God is invisible, and since God does not need anything, and since God does not do things to annoy us, and since God does not sin against us, but our neighbor sins against us, and our neighbor does annoy us, and our neighbor does have needs, and our neighbor has weaknesses, and all those things can teach us to love God with purity. Remember, if you cannot love your brother whom you have seen, by the words of St. John, you do not love God. And how can we be saved if we do not love God? How is it possible? Because he says, for the love of God is that we keep his commandments. Here St. John also gives the true understanding of the commandments and why we follow them. The commandments have been very much vilified, even by those who say that they wish to keep them, even those who say they revere them, because they have made them into a list of rules that must be followed or else we will die. That is not what the commandments are. The reading of Psalm 118 doesn't give those that meaning for the commandments. 176 verses that speak of the commandments of being the way of life, of being dear, of being sweet, not of being burdensome, not of being bitter, not of being rules that must be followed because a taskmaster will punish us if we do not follow them, but because the love of God is within us, we want to live as God lives. And we desire to follow the commandments because there is something in us that is pushing us, forcing us. Not God forcing us, but our love forcing us. Love should force you to do things. Voluntarily, because you can voluntarily love. You can choose to love or not love. But once you have chosen to love, then you have given up your will. And you have given your will to another. When you love your fellow man, you've given your will to them. When you love God, you've given your will to God. You're not concerned for yourself, but only for the other. And when that happens, there is peace in the heart. Doesn't matter what's happening externally. You can love your brother and be cheated, and even be killed. So externally, there might not be peace in your life, but in your heart, there will be this love. It's the only thing that matters in life. There's nothing else. All that matters is to love God. And the only way you can learn to love God, that is from your actions, of course, God gives you the grace to do it. That, of course, really is the only way we can learn to love God, because he reveals himself to us. And he gives us the strength even to do the smallest things. Without his strength, we couldn't do anything. But what we must do if we are to love God is to love our neighbor. That is the most important thing. And there's something amazing about love. Love gives you confidence. The person who loves can feel love. If you don't love, then you don't know what it's like to be loved. You can't believe that God loves you. And with his loving you, of course, he helps you. He forgives you. We just read about where he would put the ring on our fingers, sandals on our feet, and kill the fatted calf, even though we are sinners and only partway through our repentance. But if we love others, then God gives us confidence There is a sense in us that no matter what our sins are, no matter how grievous they are, no matter how well we know them and how much they embitter us, that God is going to help us. We will feel His love and know that it will never depart from us. But a man who does not love, a man who is inconsiderate, a man who is self-centered, cannot feel the love of God in his heart. It is not possible. And since God is love, and the whole point of life is to love God and to know Him, then if we do not love our neighbor, all of our life is wasted. So may we heed the words of St. John. The words of a simple fisherman. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. So let us, above all things, strive to love our brother. And then we'll learn to love God and have the peace of God in our hearts. Amen.